language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, it's Frank. I'm constantly trying to find ways to get your attention to see if I can get you to patronize our advertisers. And I like to think, well, what can I say to get them interested? I think I have something here from First Community Credit Union that'll get your attention. And it's simply this. You have a credit card, and it's not a First Community credit card. You take it, and you transfer the balance to your new First Community Credit Union credit card. And what'll happen is you will pay 0% on that transferred balance for an entire year. Now, here's what else is going to happen. On that new First Community Credit Union credit card, you're only going to pay 3.99% interest on new purchases through the end of this year. It's a terrific deal and a good way to introduce you to First Community Credit Union. There are a lot of other reasons to bank there. It's where we all bank on this show. But they got great, real competitive auto loan rates. They have wonderful service. I don't know who trains those people or what academy they go to, but boy, they do a great job, and I don't know out of everybody that applies to work there how many get weeded out and how many stay, but man, they keep the cream of the crop. So it's really great personal service, very competitive rates on your savings and the money you borrow. Things like this credit card offer, it's just a flat-out great place to bank. Join us, won't you? We all bank there. We'd love for you to as well. FirstCommunity.com.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS, the large morning show in the afternoon. Extended version of the Friday edition. That's what I finally decided this is.
Nice.
Wow.
Since Frank is still off on assignment today, I'm Paul Harris. Stan Strauss, Eon the Peon here with me. We're not going to play the Harris Challenge now as we would do at 5:15 on Friday afternoons. But if you were listening on Friday, you heard Dan Strauss promise that today he would go to Old Town Donuts and come in here with a dozen delicious donuts for us to share. Remember that, Ian?
Yes.
And my mouth is watering. Bring them on out, Dan. Let's have them now.
You've been hiding them all show?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get over that way today.
What do you mean?
I didn't get over that way. I didn't.
Forget?
No, I didn't forget. I thought about it earlier, but I didn't.
So wait a second.
Thought about it earlier.
You made a promise.
I know. I broke the promise. I'm sorry.
And it wasn't even, well, I forgot, which we might accept.
Right, yeah. It's
anybody can forget a promise, but actually actively, purposely.
About it earlier.
Crap, I forgot.
Violate the promise.
You forgot that you thought about it earlier.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't get over. I thought I was going to be over that way today.
Well, here's what's really going to make me mad. If I find out that you get donuts tomorrow when I'm not going to be here,
no,
not acceptable.
No, I will wait till Friday. I will definitely get them Friday.
Okay,
all right. What happens if you think about it on Friday and don't do it?
Call them Thursday night.
I'll go get them Friday.
You ever used one of those memory devices? Like some people have, like a rubber band on their wrist. Or a string around their finger. I've never understood any of those.
I mean, that's what I use a cell phone now.
Oh, like Uncle Billy in It's a Wonderful Life. He used to tie a string around his finger.
That's right.
Have you ever texted yourself?
No.
to remind yourself about something? Oh, it's a great note.
But if I want to remind something in a half hour or an hour or tomorrow morning, well, I would texting because...
How do you text yourself?
Yeah. You text your own number, and it sends you a text, and unless you click on the text, it's still there. The text notification is still there.
Yeah, but I'm going to get other texts from other people between now and tomorrow morning.
Right, and you'll see your name somewhere. Mine says me, so I see that I've sent me has sent me
but,
a text.
But doesn't your phone have built-in reminders? Like, I have an iPhone.
Yeah. I do that sometimes, too. The calendar I'll set for things weeks out.
Yeah.
It'll beep or something or give you some sort of signal.
I actually will set the alarm for things.
Yeah.
I've done that, too.
Like, I'm at home, and I put stuff in the washer. Like, I have to wash some
2 hours
pants.
From now, you have to get it out.
Well, 70 minutes. Yeah. I actually know how long. It's an hour and 10 minutes. And I know that I'm going to go in the other room, and I'm going to watch the game. And then we're going to get to the fourth quarter of the game. And, isn't there something I'm about to do? And then I'll walk to that part of the house.
See,
and go,
if your text said, get the laundry out, Paul. This is Paul saying, Paul, get the laundry out.
This is me.
you would have that text there.
Yeah, but if I just set the alarm to do it, then I don't have that problem.
Well, what if you forget what the alarm is for?
No, I'm not going to.
Wow.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, why did I set this alarm?
I am that bad. My memory is atrocious.
You are?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's awful.
I will tell you that on days when I'm preparing for a show, I'll be reading stuff online. And I'll be reading through things, and I'll see, that's something I have to remember. And then I'll go to something else. 4 seconds go by, and I'm reading something else and go, what was I supposed to remember?
Oh, it's gone that quick, yeah.
Because now my brain is filled up with the new thing. I can't remember that sort of stuff.
Have you ever been in the middle of talking to someone, and right in the middle of it, you just completely forget what you were going to say?
Oh, well, it's worse if you go, all right, there's two things I have to tell you. Number one, and you go on about number one, and then number two... wait a second. Let me check my text messages to myself.
Yes, especially for the perks. Because if I have something the night before for the perks segment, I'll send myself a text. And then the next day, I know I had something for the perks segment. So I just go to my text and I see what it was.
You know, I used to be in the pre-digital phone age. I used to be one of those people who had little pieces of paper everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Post-its?
Post-it notes. Or in the car, I had one of those memo pads that attached to the window with a suction cup. Because I'd be driving along and I'd, hear something or I'd think of something and I want to talk about it on the show. And I'd write it down there. Next to my bed, I had one. Next to the chair that I sit in when I'm watching TV, I always had one of those. But there were times where I would write it down. And then forget that I'd written something down, and I don't take that piece of paper. And then I come to work the next day. It's like, what was that thing? I know I wrote it down. Where is that piece of paper?
I always did that. I had a date book. I had one of those little date books, and I'd carry it with me. And then I'd write stuff down, and then I'd forget that I had it, and I would never look.
Yeah.
And then I'd look later, or I'd just completely forget it back at home.
The other version of that for me is I'll be at home, and I'll print something out. And then leave it on the printer.
I've done that here.
My wife has this deal with a dry cleaner that she takes stuff to. And she'll say, will you print out that coupon for me? And will you take this tomorrow? Since you're not going to be working tomorrow, can you take this to the... All right, so I take and I go all the way there. And there I realize that the coupon's still on the printer at home.
Do you have any coupons, sir?
Yeah. Whenever they ask me that at the grocery store,
always.
Oh, do I have a lot of? I have plenty of coupons
with me.
Yeah, no. With you, no.
Yeah,
no, that would be foolish.
I really should just buy the Wednesday newspaper and put it in my car.
Yes.
So when they ask me that at checkout, I go, "I'll be right back."
Yeah.
And they just dump the whole paper.
You just leave the paper here at the grocery store when I come back.
And they won't give you credit for stuff you don't actually have with you. I found that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
'Cause they have to scan the whole thing. Dennis Rodman, we talked about him on Friday for his ridiculous visit to North Korea.
Right.
He was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday on This Week.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
I don't watch that show because it's always incredibly intense politics, insider Washington stuff that I couldn't care less about. And I didn't watch it because Dennis Rodman was on it. That's not a reason for me to watch anything. But then I heard yesterday afternoon about it on Twitter. People were talking about it. And so I went and I found the clip and I watched it. And I'm not going to bore you with it by playing you. But I will tell you that in the entire time of the interview, at no point does George Stephanopoulos ask Dennis Rodman, you know, you kissed up to the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Are you aware of what he and his father have done to that country? Are you aware of the concentration camps and the fact that it's essentially the worst place on earth? George Stephanopoulos never asked Dennis Rodman that.
Mm.
Now, it's possible that George is sitting there across from Dennis Rodman thinking, this guy won't know anything anyway.
Right, yes.
And it's obvious from Rodman's answers and his kissing up to Kim Jong-un that he doesn't know about that. But wouldn't you think that that's part of your job as a journalist?
I would think so, yes. If you're going to have him on your show, and that's what your show is mostly about.
Right. Now, I'm not a journalist. I'm just a talk show host. And I have guests on the show who I've invited on, and I always try to be nice to them. But even then, sometimes if I know that they've done something stupid, I'm going to ask, maybe in a joking way, really? You didn't know that there are concentration camps? You know, yeah. Even I'm going to do that. But George Stephanopoulos is supposed to be at a different level. He has his own one-hour public affairs show on Sunday mornings where he's supposed to ask the tough questions.
Mm.
How does he not do that?
Yeah.
I don't get that. I went to see Brian Regan on Saturday night at the Peabody Opera House.
As good as expected?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't think I've seen him live yet. Yeah. I like him, though.
But you've seen him on Letterman or other
absolutely,
things.
Yeah.
He's got
he has a very distinct style.
Yes. Acts out a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Now, I've known Brian for a long time. Knew him when he was a club comedian, and he used to come on the show because he would come through town twice a year to play the Funny Bone or wherever, and would always come on the show. And I'm sure John Carney could tell you the same thing. Brian Regan, money in the bank guest, always delivered.
And it's not just his routine he would do, not just snippets of, he was able to talk about anything, right? Just
yes.
To go with the flow of what you were.
But he would always come prepared. I'll tell you a little inside story about how prepared a radio guest Brian Regan is. After he'd been on with me once or twice, maybe the third time he came in, I noticed that he had this loose leaf that he carried with him into the studio, full of papers. Wouldn't be a story if it was empty.
Right.
No.
I don't know why I felt I had to add that fact. Loose leaf paper. It was made of a material and had things inside.
Wow, with writing on it.
Yes, with writing on it. I'm an idiot. Anyway. Thank you. I said to him, what's with the loose leaf? And he said, I can look in here and know what you and I talked about on my last appearance and maybe even my last couple of appearances.
Wow.
What he did was...
That's very thorough.
There are some comedians who do this. Brian's the only one I know who is absolutely anal about it. In those days, he carried around a micro cassette recorder. Now I'm sure he uses his phone. But he would carry a micro cassette recorder, and when he came in, when we would be about to go on the air, the mics were about to turn on, he would turn on the micro cassette recorder and record everything that we did on the air. Which I thought was, he's recording that so when we ad-lib something and go off on some topic and he comes up and does something funny with it, he can then
have
it for later to develop into a full routine as part of his stand-up. Which is exactly the reason he was doing it, but he was also doing it so they could keep notes and he wouldn't repeat from radio show appearance to radio show appearance. So I said to him, so you take that home and transcribe it?
Listen again?
and he said, no, I don't listen to it. I take the tape out and I give it to a woman who is my transcription assistant or whatever, you know, stenographer, whoever it is. And he showed me in the loose leaf, he had verbatim information from his previous appearances and also a summary page. So he knows he's coming on. Oh, I'm going to be on with Paul Harris. Last time I talked about this. Okay. And he looks at it right before he walks in. And then he wouldn't talk about it the next time he comes in. That is incredible. Well, it's a little bit anal.
Yes.
But it's also incredibly thorough. And what a pro this guy is that he's that dedicated to doing new stuff. Now, here's why I mentioned this. He came to town, packed the place, the Peabody Opera House. Again, I've known him since he did comedy clubs. I remember when he moved up to playing places like the Pageant, which hold about 1,000 people. Now he's playing the Peabody, which holds, I think, 3,500 people. And that's really about the outside limit of where stand-up comedy should be.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, I mean, you've already lost the intimacy of playing like the Funny Bone or a 200 or 250 seat
like
club.
Dane Cook doing stadiums and
yes.
things like that.
Well, yeah. I remember I saw Steve Martin on his Wild and Crazy tour in 1979, maybe, playing 15,000 seat hockey arenas.
Larry the Cable Guy would do that, just huge.
Yeah, Sam places. Kinison did. I remember when Steve Martin did it, he said, I'd like to do something for those of you in the back row at the very, very top in the way, way back there. This is my magic dime trick. Now, in those days, he would do that, and that was really funny. Nowadays, even playing at the Peabody, Brian had a video screen up on stage, which is really important because for performers like him, and Cosby does the same thing when he tours. I don't think Kathleen Madigan had it when I saw her at the Peabody, but had the video thing up there, which for Brian is really important because so much of his act is his facial expressions. So much of it is the visual stuff that he's doing on stage. So it was really good, but now I've essentially paid whatever it was we paid for the tickets. I can't remember.
To watch him on
TV.
Yeah.
With
3,499
other people. It doesn't matter about that because I enjoyed it, and he was really, really good. And I hadn't seen him in a few years, so all the material was new to me. Here's the weird part. At the end of his set, he says, thank you, good night. Big ovation. People leap to their feet, standing O. He walks off, and the guy who was the opening act, Joe Bolster, also a very funny guy, comes out to center stage to say, wow, that's great. Thank you. Thank you all again for coming. And the place is going nuts. And they turn, you want more? And he kind of does this fake thing where he convinces Brian to come back out.
Well,
there's no reason for Joe Bolster to have come out there to center stage to the microphone if the show was really over.
Right.
Or if Brian had no intention of coming back.
Yes, if he was.
It's the fake curtain call thing.
Fake encore.
Okay. Again, that's fine. I'm willing to put up with that. That's okay because Brian's going to come back out. He's going to do more material. But at this point, people in the crowd started shouting out routines of his that they knew that they wanted him to do.
Oh, yeah.
Which I had never seen at a comedy show before. I can understand if you go to a concert, let's say it's, Lady Gaga, and she performs and she's all the way through and she's coming out for the encore and she hasn't performed your favorite Born This Way. Yeah, but do Poker Face, whatever it is
right.
that she hasn't done yet. You shout it out and you want her to do that and then she launches into it and you're like, wow, she's doing that because I asked for it.
No.
But comedy is different than songs. The first time you hear a joke is when it's absolutely at its funniest because it has the element of surprise. I didn't know he was going to go that way, the clever wording, whatever it is. Maybe the second or third time you hear it, oh, yeah, I remember this. This is pretty funny. But to specifically ask a comedian to do something you know you've heard before by that comedian and then have him do it? Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I went to see Stephen Lynch. I don't know if you know who he is.
No,
a year or two ago at one of the casinos. And he doesn't like that. A lot of people come to his shows. He plays guitar, though, while he does comedy.
Uh-huh.
So he has some songs. So he has people yell, and he doesn't like that. He won't cater to it.
He's not taking requests.
Right.
He's a comedian.
Yes, I have a set that I'm going to do. And,
exactly. And I guarantee you, Brian, with all the material that he has developed, the 90 minutes he did on stage were not everything he could do for you. Again, here's a guy with that incredible work ethic I was telling you about. He's writing and observing every single day and developing things. I guarantee you he could have come out and done 10 more minutes of new material or maybe even do 5 minutes of new material and then work his way into an old classic bit. But to take requests from the audience.
Now, he did it?
No. He did not actively ask people, so what do you want me to do now? Well, I've done everything for my new act. He did not do that.
He did listen to some of the people and do what they
asked? Yes, a couple of things. And each one of those. He even said when somebody yelled something out, I can't remember the first suggestion somebody yelled out. And, you know, there's hundreds of people yelling things, and he just kind of points to somebody. Yeah, what do you want? I can't. What? And he's, oh, man, I don't remember how to get into that. And the problem for Brian is his individual bits are all weaved into the tapestry of a longer routine built around his personality. And he goes, okay, I can
remember. He knows the back end of one bit will lead into the next one.
He said, I don't remember how I get into that. I remember the jokes that are in that. I mean, he's actually saying this on stage to the audience, which is kind of like ripping bare the, you know, the innards of comedy to see a guy actually explaining that on stage. It was all very, very odd. Now, the stuff that he did afterwards, which I had heard before, is still very funny.
Right.
But to me, it wasn't as funny as the first time I heard it. All right. The previous 90 minutes of stuff was, to me, brand new and fresh and hysterically funny. But that request thing, that's got to stop for comedians. Do it all you want at a music concert. I don't even know if they like it. But don't do it anymore with comedians. We got to cut that off. And I don't know if Brian does that everywhere he goes, like the fake curtain call, but he needs to knock that off, too.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure they do. Like all the bands, too. Bands play, and they have specific encore songs.
Yeah.
What are their encore songs? There's like usually three or four encore songs
right. That
they're going to come out and yes. play, too. So they know they're coming back out for an encore.
Like if you go see Billy Joel and he didn't play Piano Man,
yeah.
there's no reason to shout out Piano Man when he comes out for
right.
the encore.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the encore yeah. songs.
So I'm sure that he has that set up at every place, every venue that he plays in.
Yeah, but he didn't do his own encore material. He did previous material, previously on a Brian Regan show.
And you know what, too? He may have something set up that if they don't yell out, if their people aren't yelling the stuff out, he may have some certain things set up.
I guarantee he does.
For an encore.
Yeah.
But he came out, and I guess he just wanted to cater to the audience and just make them feel like they're becoming part of the show and everything.
Well, I'll tell you, for me, the bottom line is I'm happy to see this guy being as successful as he is. I'm also really happy that he hasn't succumbed to what too many other comedians have done, which is take the cheap sitcom part as the wacky neighbor or the dad with the mouthy teenager
yes.
or any of those things that you see too many people going into.
Just to get a check, regular check.
You remember the Jeff Foxworthy show or the Bill Engvall show?
Yes.
Bill Engvall is a hysterically funny comedian. He can make me fall off the chair mm-hmm. with laughter. His sitcom was...
It was horrible.
Kind of lame, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So I respect Brian for recognizing that there's a place in show business for guys who really have a great comedic work ethic, who can come up with an hour and a half, 2 hours of material. Paula Poundstone did 2 hours without a break by herself on stage. I have great respect for these pros like her. I mentioned last week that I was looking forward to seeing Brian because he and Paula and Kathleen, Jake Johansson, Louis C.K., and, of course, the godfather of all of them, Bill Cosby, who's still out there doing it. These are people who are specialists in that one form, and we need those kind of people to continue to do that and not just get sucked into sitcom hell.
Hey, John Carney wanted to jump in.
All right. I know John has had Brian on his show many times, haven't you, Mr. Carney?
Hello there.
Hi there.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Brian, and I've been a fan forever. I mean, some people may remember when he came to town 15 years ago, maybe, opening for Seinfeld 20 years ago at the Fox Theater, and that was the first time I had seen him or ever heard of him, and it still makes me scratch my head why Jerry would put him on the bill, because by the time Jerry came out, I was too tired to laugh anymore.
Yeah, I can believe it, because Brian is one of those guys who, if you're into the observational humor, which is what Seinfeld's act is, well, here's a guy who's also fantastic at it.
And let me go out on a limb and say one of the things probably yelled was, you too!
No. I know the routine you're talking about, but nobody yelled that out. Somebody did yell out Pop-Tarts.
Because the U2 thing, and he and I talked about this several times, but early in his career, people would yell, hey, you too, which is, you know, like what you were talking about with yelling out a song, but that's the punchline of the joke. You know, like, hey, to get to the other side. Okay, what am I supposed to do with that now?
Right. Yeah, that's the name of the baseball team. That's the fella's name. Okay. By the way, how was the John Carney roast last night?
It was Saturday, and
Saturday.
I'm still sore. lot of unexpected things happening, not the least of which my wife, who was one of the roasters, introducing a video that she had my ex-wife film.
Oh, no. Wow. How'd that work out?
Like a Fellini flick.
Wow.
Were you happy with the way it came out?
You know, money was raised. It was fun. No feelings were hurt. And the fat jokes never get old.
What do you have coming on the show tonight? Do you want to use some valuable airtime to promote?
No idea.
Perfect.
I could fake it, but I have no idea. I know Billy D. Williams will be on later this week.
Wow.
And a nap.
All right. Enjoy that. That's a full-time three-hour nap tonight on The Carney Show, 9 to midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks for calling in, John.
Great, boys.
You too. See what I did there?
Yeah, that was good.
We're back after this.
We're going to head up to the skies and go airborne with Tim Weiland and see how traffic looks.
And we do have a lot of problems out here. First of all, that tractor trailer, police are still with it on westbound 70. They have moved it off to the right shoulder. It's just before the Blanchette Bridge, but traffic is really slow from just past the airport all the way through the Blanchette Bridge. Had an accident on southbound 141 at Vance that was blocking a lane that had traffic backing up to Big Bend. Southbound 270 is really rough. It's slow from Olive all the way down through Highway 55, and there's a multi-vehicle crash just before Highway 55 that was blocking a left lane. Also on northbound Lindbergh, just north of Highway 55, you had a lane blocked due to an accident there. On westbound 370, I think people trying to avoid the mess on Highway 70, taking that's stop and go right now from Highway 270 to the Earth City Expressway. And looking at westbound 64, it was slow between 270 and Mason, and a little bit slow at the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. You can't prevent the unexpected, but you can prepare for it with an Allstate agent. They'll help you get the right protection at the right price. Are you in good hands? With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on The Carney Show.
Male alligators spend their entire lives fully aroused. I think that would suck. You go through your whole life hoping not to become a briefcase or a pair of shoes, and the rest of the time, and that's karma. And if there's reincarnation, I'm going to come back as an alligator. Oh, terrific. I know what this means.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call
Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Single game tickets for the 2013 season are on sale now. This year's schedule features lots of great promotional giveaway items. As a matter of fact, the month of April is loaded up. There's the Stan Musial harmonica, the adult replica alternate jersey, the 2006 replica World Series ring, the Carlos Beltran bobblehead. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now.
Hi fans, it's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support, and don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
This is Rick Horton, and I want to remind fans that all-inclusive tickets are on sale now. All-inclusive means you get a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game. There's a UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, Legends Club, plus more. All-inclusive tickets start as low as $60. Get your all-inclusive tickets at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets only in Cardinal Nation.
Listen to Cardinal Nation!
At Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're going to have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The wait is finally over. Tucano's Brazilian Grill is now open. Get a free $10 gift card by going to Tucano's.com. Tucano's.com.
The Tigers are here. KTRS. Don't miss a minute of hoops action as your Missouri Tigers basketball team plays right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by Heartland Bank and West County Nissan.
It's Frank. I remember a couple of jokes years and years ago that people would tell, and they were about older people. And somewhere in the joke, it was about a guy who met a woman and says, and she still had all her own teeth, which was sort of a way of saying that, you know, she really wasn't that old. She was young enough to have her own teeth. Because I'm going to tell you, a generation or two back, it's like every other person who was over 60 had false teeth. There were jars with false teeth in them. Remember, we go to your grandparents' house, and there's his teeth, her teeth on each side of the bed and a glass of water. It was disgusting looking. That used to happen a lot because I think the dental care was certainly not what it is now. And then you have people who eventually lost their teeth because they didn't take care of them. And they didn't take care of them because they were afraid to go to the dentist. They hated it, so they just didn't go. No reason for that anymore. I can tell you after 39 years as a patient, Ballast Dental Care puts an end to that anxiety and that fear. Rest is up to you. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Now that music means it's time for Mike Evans, who is brought to you each and every day at this time by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Online at thompsonprice.com. If you missed him at the home show, go see him and see some of the stuff they've got on display at their showroom on Manchester in De Pere. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Hello, Mike.
Wine.
Are you feeling a little better because of the wine, or?
I feel a little better, but hey, I'm flat ass drunk.
Yeah, that's good.
All right,
it's been a while.
Or pretty close to it. I definitely got a good buzz on.
Well, that's the time to broadcast.
Definitely got a good buzz on.
Uh-huh.
Pop quiz question. Britney Spears recently said that she had she not gone into entertainment, her dream job would have been something else. What did she say she would rather be doing that she not had gone into show business? Owning a flower shop in New York, doing hair in a beauty salon in Louisiana, or being a veterinarian in Africa? Answer in just a minute. Lindsay Lohan, no show on Friday. Or the judge has now passed the papers down, and Lindsay must be in court for trial March 18th. She faces 18 months for lying to the cops, another 18 months for a probation violation. Found guilty on either charge, she's looking at up to 3 years. And because this is a court case and not a negotiated case, California, even with crowding, she would have to do about 65% of the time. So she gets 2 years. She's going to do about a year and 2 months. We can only hope. Speaking of Lindsay, Charlie Sheen reached out to help Lindsay, admitting that he used to be messed up on drugs, offered to sort of mentor her. Not only did Lindsay Lohan not want Charlie Sheen's help, she sent word that she doesn't need any help.
Yeah.
Somebody tell Lindsay you need help. Love Nuggets, Justin Bieber. Still calls Selena Gomez almost every day. And she ignores him every day.
Good. Hey, I saw a story today about somebody tweeted.
You better not be stepping on my report. come on. You're on once a week and you can step on my report? Come
twice
on.
No, this week.
Twice this week.
It's 40%.
Well, it's a Bieber story. Did you see the story about the fan who tweeted something about Justin Bieber and liking his acoustic album, and then Justin retweeted it, and so other Justin Bieber fans sent the first fan death threats? How come he would tweet you but not me?
How come nobody holds? Nobody wants to? Never mind. I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna take the high road.
High road.
Kind of man I am.
Yeah.
The other Bieber nugget I have, that's a good Bieber nugget. I wasn't going to use that, but that's a good one. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bieber was asked to leave a couple of functions in London because he was causing chaos and basically being a jerk. And there was marijuana.
What?
Smell coming from his room that he rented for a function. Justin and his posse managed to escape, leave just minutes before police arrived.
Woo!
TV ratings. Good Morning America. Good Day New York. The KTLA Morning News in Los Angeles are all beating the Today Show. Hey, if you can't win with the Today Show in Los Angeles and New York, you got problems. And Matt Lauer's days are numbered.
Oh, really?
Numbered.
Wow.
Also, last week, Duck Dynasty, which is Frank O'Pinion's favorite show.
Yes.
He looks a lot like the guys on Duck Dynasty.
Yes, he does.
A lot of people don't know that. Duck Dynasty became the most watched show ever on the A&E network last week.
Wow.
Odds and ends, Jennifer Lawrence. In Hawaii, shooting Hunger Games, surfing every morning, smoking a lot of Pacololo. They got pictures of her.
Far out.
I know, it's a trip to eat. She's also looking to buy property in Hawaii. Hey, who doesn't want to live in Hawaii? Nicki Minaj.
No.
No. Says that she's never had plastic surgery. Well, how about those butt implants that she had done?
Ew.
Butt implants.
Ew.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I always refuse to have is butt implants.
Me too.
Yeah, kind of man I am.
Yeah, me too.
Over the weekend, heard that Apple's introduction to a new television to the market will be as revolutionary to the television world as the Apple iPhones were to the cell phone world.
I hope so.
These new TVs are coming out 2015.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. And finally. Hit it with an applaud.
Yeah.
Sad, sad day in St. Louis. Boy, you guys, I got to, we got time, don't we?
Got 15 seconds.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't run the show as well as Frank does when it comes to time, as you know.
Britney Spears want to work at a flower shop, cut hair, or be a veterinarian?
Vet.
Flower shop.
I'm going to go flower shop in Louisiana.
No, cut hair.
Wow.
I thought it was interesting that that plane that had trouble with its landing gear, the Fox News did a whole thing. We are on top of it, and the plane landed 15 minutes after it landed. They finally went, oh, the plane already landed.
Yeah.
Hello, and Mike Evans with a goodbye.
Thank you very much, Mike. Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Homes. See them online at thompsonprice.com. That's all the time for me today. Follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. Frank will be back tomorrow. I will be in for McGraw on Wednesday and then back here on Friday afternoon.
Woo-hoo! Ah.
Thanks, guys. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and see how things are running. Here's Tim Weiland.
Good news is they've cleared the accident southbound 270 before Highway 55, and 270 is getting better. You're just slow now. The Clayton Road overpass down through Big Bend. You're a little slow again in pockets between 44 and Tesson Ferry. Southbound 170, looking at that, and you've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from Ladue through 64. Westbound 64, not bad at all this afternoon. You're just a little heavy-handed through McCausland. 270 out to the Boone Bridge looks really good. On eastbound 270, you're stacking up east of McDonald now through New Florissant, and then on westbound 70, still with that tractor trailer off on the right shoulder before the Blanchette Bridge, but traffic is slow from the airport all the way out through the Blanchette. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. When colds hurt, try Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw in the morning is leaving. We mean McGraw in the morning is leaving to do a show from spring training.
Anybody looking for the weather forecast down in Florida? It's perfect.
Yes. From Thursday, March 7th to Monday, March 11th, McGraw brings his observational expertise to full fruition.
Jupiter, Florida in March. Great time to be down here. Cardinal baseball, sunny skies, and the ladies on the beach don't look that bad either.
Reporting from spring training, as only McGraw can.
You want to be in Jupiter this time of year? You have to deal with John Hadley in a two-piece. I don't think so.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you. From economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. 20 years ago, I was approached by American Equity Mortgage. I had never heard of American Equity Mortgage. Not very many people had because it was brand new 20 years ago. And now here, 20 years later, we're still talking about American Equity Mortgage. But the message we have to deliver now is even more enticing and better than what we talked about 20 years ago, because the rates are lower now than they were 20 years ago. They haven't been this low since 50, 60 years ago. And we're talking about rates as low as in the threes, depending on your credit rating. That's the kind of mortgage interest rates you're looking at. Take advantage of it now. If you can, take advantage of it. And you can if you're a homeowner. Use that rate to borrow money to pay off those credit cards. Use it to get a home equity loan to pay for that cruise or that wedding or college or whatever. It's a smart way to borrow money. They can tell you more when you contact American Equity at AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Your label's forever.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS. Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. A second sinkhole in